Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text this morning is from Galatians chapter 5. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. This is the text. As we continue to read through most of Paul's letter to the Galatians, as we have begun our journey through this long season of Pentecost, I have told you on a couple of occasions that Paul's letter to the Galatians, it is this wonderful message of Christ justifying us, declaring us not guilty by grace through faith, apart from the works of the law. The law brings you the reality of sin. It always condemns, it always points its finger and says, you are guilty. And here in Galatians 5, Paul gives us a couple of lists. The first is a list of what he calls the works of the flesh, things for which we are guilty. It's not an exhaustive list, as Paul concludes it with the words, and things like these. However, it is a list that cannot be ignored. It's not simply a list of bad things that you should not do. It's a list of things that destroys families. And it destroys Christian fellowship. You have to understand that Satan wants to destroy you. And you are always going to be more vulnerable when you are alone. These are the things that make you alone and separate you from Christ and His church. I'm not going to go through and examine all 15 works of the flesh, because I have the other list to get to. But just know that the real problem that causes these works of the flesh really is simply false teaching. If you don't have your doctrine right, your practice, that is the actions of your faith, will inevitably also be wrong. And the results of this discord, we see it in the list that Paul gives us, these works of the flesh. And whether it is a romantic relationship, stepping outside of what God intended that one man and one woman be, that is united in marriage. If instead we see sexual immorality, impurity, as Paul says. Or whether it's relationships that are broken because of strife, envy, fits of anger, rivalries. Perhaps it's the person self-medicating through the abuse of alcohol or other substances. All of this separates you from Christ and your family of the church. And all of this really is the result of either bad doctrine or bad practice. This is the reason for Paul's warning that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Now, you are saved by grace through faith alone, apart from the works of God. That hasn't changed. So why is Paul so concerned about these works? Well, all of these works that he lists, these separate you from God. And they separate you from Christian fellowship. They make you alone. Certainly, some of these works of the flesh separate you from Christ and His church more quickly than others. I mean, idolatry and sorcery put you immediately out of bounds in regard to faith. That's why when our LWML rummage sale had a Ouija board donated to the sale, the decision was quickly and easily made not to put it up for sale, but to throw it away. But what about envy? As Paul says, what about division? When I was a pastor up in Wisconsin, I had a couple brothers who hadn't spoken to each other in over 40 years. When their parents had died, one was given something that apparently the other thought he deserved. It wasn't like the farm, it was like, you know, a china cabinet or something like that. I don't even know for sure. They never actually told me. But it ripped the family apart. And it also affected their spiritual life because they weren't coming to church during this time either. Now, they were both old men at this point, and I went to see them in their homes. But the animosity had just, the division, the envy, it just ripped them apart. It drove them away from each other, and it drove them away from their family of the church. I mean, this is a spiritual matter. This is what happens when the inheritance of the kingdom of God is made to be a lesser priority than other things. That's the real problem. God's place in your life being viewed as a lower priority. Like I said last week, getting people to act differently is easy. You know, I can twist your arm. I can make you feel uncomfortable enough to get you to act a certain way, at least for a short while. You know, I can go on to somebody's house, knock on their door, and guilt them into coming to church next Sunday. More than likely, I can get them to come 1 week. But that isn't real change. Just as dealing with these works of the flesh, so long as that desire is still there, fighting against the Spirit, as Paul says, that's the spiritual problem. It's getting people to think differently where real change happens. Getting people to think about God as a priority. When your priorities change, when your desire for the works of the flesh are pushed down and your desire for the fruit of the Spirit is elevated, life is just so much better. Now, this is not Paul saying that, you know, if you have Jesus, then all your life is going to be filled with joy and peace and goodness and flowers and puppies, and you'll always be patient and kind and gentle and nice to everyone and have complete self-control. That's not what he's saying. That's not going to happen during life in this fallen world. But if you want to see the Holy Spirit at work in you, then look to these things and practice these things. Have joy, even when not everything is going your way. Be at peace. Don't look for a fight. Be patient. Be kind. Be good to one another. Be better to your neighbor than your neighbor is to you. Paul says, be faithful. Because if you aren't, nothing else really matters. Be gentle and exercise some self-control. Paul says that the works of the flesh, all of those negative things he lists, all those negative things that Satan uses to destroy your fellowship with Christ and your church family and even your own family, he says they're evident, they're obvious, they're easily recognized even when we try to hide them. But Paul says we claim to be of the Spirit. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. Because the fruits of the Spirit are evident. They're obvious. Easily recognized also. Now these fruits of the Spirit, joy, peace, kindness, gentleness, they don't earn you any points toward the kingdom of heaven. They are the fruits of the Spirit. This is the Holy Spirit's work. His work within you. You are saved by grace, through faith, alone, apart from your works, through the death and resurrection of the Son of God himself. It's the only reason that you are no longer considered guilty in the eyes of the Lord. Whatever kindness, goodness, gentleness, self-control you exhibit in your life or in dealing with others, this is what we are called upon to do in thanks for being declared not guilty. It pleases our Lord. It pleases your Father in heaven. In the same way that when your own children exhibit these traits, it pleases a father or a mother to see your children doing these things. Your children aren't perfect. My children aren't perfect. But we like to see them doing good things. It brings us joy. It brings your Father in heaven joy to see you doing these things. But Paul says, we do these things that exhibit the fruit of the Spirit, not, you know, simply so that we can make God happy, but this is what keeps you in fellowship with one another and within the refuge of Christ and his church. It keeps you within the safety of this community, because when you're alone, you are vulnerable, and Satan is looking to destroy you, and he wants to separate you. So we come together with joy and peace. It also gives us an opportunity for those who are still under the yoke of the slavery to sin to see that there is joy and peace to be found among those who belong to Christ, with those who cherish the truth of the gospel, that there is joy and peace with those who cherish the good and gracious will of God and who strive to take what he has given us and put it into practice. Amen. The peace of God which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.